Nathan, where did you think it was lost today, specifically?
Yeah, we had a really poor start. You know, it was actually a good start, wasn't it? We got inside 50 a few times and probably should have the first couple of goals on the board, but our inability to hold them up, running out of our forward line, for the most part, was costly. And probably first and third quarters were where that hurt us the most.
When they're handballing so much, would you expect your players to be holding them up more, tackling more?
Yeah, we've tackled it, you know, just better than one in two effective tackles. So we need to be tackling better. And yeah, they were clearly flicking around a little bit. And we expected that. We welcomed that. You know, we rate our ability to put pressure on the opposition. But to their credit, you know, they stuck to it and were able to get through a bit more often than we would have liked.
That fourth quarter rally, did you feel like you were close enough, you had a shot?
Yeah, look, we've had moments in the last month where the game's been on the line and we just haven't been able to take it. So whether that's, you know, a bit of maturity, a bit of experience, you know, we were playing a pretty young, Western Bulldogs, a very young footy side. But when the game was on the line halfway through the last quarter, we just make simple errors, either with the ball use or with our defensive positioning, or we lose a critical contest. So we need to get to the point where we're taking those opportunities, because we're doing a lot of things right to put ourselves in a position to go and win games of footy, even against the best opposition. But there's clearly growth in there for us to be able to take those.
Is there a common thread over the last 4 or 5 losses,
Bucks,
or is it?
There is. We've played some really good sides. That's a common thread. The other one is that we've been in there with, in the game, for it to be won. But we've been, you know, only Hawthorn, where we were up by a goal and a half, or 10 points with half a quarter to go, where we've let a lead go. But against, you know, Freo, Port Adelaide, West Coast, and now again today, where we've been just that goal on a bit down, had momentum, had 4 or 5 inside 50s in a row, and if we'd done the basics well, we would have been able to hit the scoreboard and make a real game of it. But we just haven't been able to do that. The opposition have weathered the storm. We've given them some opportunities and they've taken them, and the game's done. So, I mean, it's not always last quarter, but there's no doubt that when the question is asked and when it's in the balance, we want to be a footy club that answers in the affirmative. And at the moment, we haven't been able to, against some pretty good sides.
Is that more of a mental issue?
No. It's basic skill errors, basic positioning. I've got no doubt that there is a mentality with the most hardened sides that have formulated a belief in themselves over a number of seasons. By being in that position and falling over, as we have, that you learn about actually what needs to be done when you're in it the next time. Now, we've been there 5 weeks in a row, basically. And each game we've taken on its merits and we've reviewed on its merits, but the consistent theme is that when the games have been there to be won, that we haven't quite stepped up to the plate.
Bucks, were you disappointed that first year blokes come in, you wonder where the goals are going to come from earlier in the week, and new kids come in and kick 5, but maybe teammates might have let you down? Is that disappointing?
No, I'm not disappointed with a first year player kicking five goals at all.
The first year player leads the way and kicks the 5, but didn't seem to have many mates.
But we didn't. You know, we got 9 goals from our talls. Darcy 5, Jesse 2, Brody 2. In many ways, we got good return from our big fellas. We just didn't get enough buy-in from our small forwards today, whether it be scoreboard impact or defensive impact to hold the ball in. And in any game, in any situation, it's a bit of an arm wrestle. You either give the opposition a little bit of hope or you take it away. And just getting those basics right, you know, the best sides get the basics right and take that momentum away or take that little bit of hope away from their opposition. At the moment, I reckon sides come up against us and we just keep feeding them a little bit of hope each time. And we know the reality of where we're at. I reckon at the moment sides come up against us and they think they're a chance. So we've got to we've got to turn that around.
Does that start to erode confidence, do you think, at some point?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, we are fully aware and cognizant of where we sit, of what aspect of our growth, or what in the timeline of where our growth is going to be, and of, you know, we've taken some leaps early this season really quickly, and when you plateau on that growth, you know, we're all a little bit impatient, aren't we, including the coach and the players. But we're doing a lot of things right. It's just getting those little things right to be able to take that next step. And as I think I've said it a couple of times, whether that takes a week or a month or a season is up to us. And we'll continue to have high standards in preparation, and we'll continue to work to improve each week, and take that chance when it comes next.
Are you looking at what's required now to make finals, or you can't afford as a team to look that far ahead?
Oh, look, we play Melbourne next week, so we need to have a really good week on the track and play a good solid four quarters of footy. And I think we've played some good footy, but we're not happy with the way we're playing. We still can be better, closer to our best. When you get to this time of year, the wins and losses, the wins add up, and you actually put yourself in a strong position in regards to finals or positioning or jostling for finals positions. And the last 5 weeks have had us drop off the pace a little bit. We've played some really good footy teams and just haven't been able to get the win. But now we'll just keep going week by week, working on the things that we can control and making sure that we get incrementally better as we go along.
How did you assess Darcy's game?
Yeah, well, it was first class. When you get your opportunities, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? You don't have to get a lot of the ball, but his contest was really good. His aerial was excellent, and above all, when he earned his opportunities, he took them, and that's invaluable as a forward. So we would have thought that he's still quite green. Scored him up as a defender through the pre-season and early in the year, and we've got little doubt that if we put him behind the ball that he would play our way and understand how to play that role. But we've been looking for a little bit more forward of the ball, and he was able to provide it for us.
Will you persevere with him up there when Trav comes back?
I would have thought so. If you keep kicking 5 goals and playing your role, you keep putting your hand up.
Do you reckon there's clarity, Nathan, on free kicks in the ruck? There seem to be a few that Luke Beveridge was confused about.
Yeah, I'd take the third man up away. I think there's been a lot of discussion about laws of the game and the state of the game, and that'll continue, I think, for the rest of the year. Coaches aren't to be trusted, though, are they?
Sorry.
Like that one? No, I'd take it away. Let the ruckman ruck. I think we need to make it easier for the umpires to adjudicate the game, not harder. So if there's ruckman there, let them ruck. If one of the ruckmen can't get there, well, then that's his problem, or that's that side problem, and then you've got ground level players, 1v0, or you got the opportunity to tackle that bloke if he takes out of the ruck. Simplify it. Take priority away too while we're at it.
Thanks, guys.